Yisrael one time, then they'll do it in a whole another time, sure. I'm not saying, I'm just a suggestion. I don't know the evidence. I don't know. What? I'll come to
what? The Rebbe said to me, he didn't give any tzvah. 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 The Rebbe said to me, the Rebbe said to me,
what's that for?
Frag mit dich lachen, ich meine jede Zeit. Ich lebe lieber mit dir. Okay. Ja, du kannst hin.
Ich würde sagen, mit der Chair. Don't get me wrong, it's not a terrible Aveda, you know what I mean? It's not a terrible Aveda. But I just want to tell you that this is a bring and we have to like be in the right position, you know what I mean? It's imagine that we don't imagine when I saw you a chosen in the chuppah, and said you bring me a chair, bring my chair and they put one foot on top of the chair, sit down in the chuppah. Everybody will laugh at him, look at what happened. Only a foot in the chair, what happened? There's things, each thing has its time, you know what I mean? It's time, and the will be the biggest of theirs. Yeah? I'm not saying it's such a terrible thing, especially when if you go outside, learn outside, you have to manage to behave fine and fit fine. I think they'll train you, they'll tell you different halachas and different rules, how to sit and how to dance, you know what I mean? Not to crack the nose in the middle, and you have to mamish, I think it should be after Emel Chazam Sarzach and try it out, but if you fail it, Chaz V'Sholem, or this way or that way, you know what I mean? It's a responsibility. It was tied up for 2 hours or something like that, an hour and a half. Maybe they should show a week how they could do it inside so strongly. Hey, they'll give presents, maybe give prizes to those who will... So we'll be outside talking the whole time and fine. It'll be a Kabbalistic thing. I've got to collect money after. I don't know how to do it.
It's a
know when to push it out.
This is nice. Second, that's a cool thing. The same.
Tomorrow in the morning, I'll try to be a finisher guy. Next week. Next year. This is the end of the year. I know it's the end of the year. Next year, Ms. Toshi and Samar Dalit. New class. Aleph to Beis. And Beis to Gimel. Yishim Gdela. Then I'll start. This is also a speech of the Yetzer Hara. You have to have a feeling to be a Chacham Shmuk. And that is what's cool to the Yetzer Hara. Such kind, mamash, a clear speech of the Yetzer Hara. Every time you have something else to tell you. Now, this second, it's time to become better and nicer. To end, there's no bull, how good we are, how nice we are, to be nicer and better and finer. In Russia, they say, whatever you can do tomorrow, don't do today. That teaches us, whatever you can do today, don't push it off tomorrow. When there's a post of Yadaito, Hayim, Vashavesa, Lovecha today, you should realize, into your heart, Hashem was the king, God is above us. No other else except Hashem. But sit in, think with yourselves. What does the person want to tell, say to you? One guy says, the person wants to say, you're daito, you should really know it, you should really realize it. Not to believe a general belief. Says the other chassid, I think the person wants to tell you, this can learn from different pesukim. I think the person wants to tell you, you're daito, you should realize. Don't think that the world is going, the circle is going, the chassidim, the shluchim. The Lubavitch is not going to go under with me or without me. My part is not so important. But comes the pasuk who says, Yadaito, you should know, you personal. How the Eibush say, Matan Teiru, Anoich Yashem? Why not Elokeichem? Each one particular. If one person, one Shaman would not be there, no Matan Teiru, nobody. Every person is so important. The Yitzhahore the whole time is trying some knackins and hackins and shakins in their head that we are not so important. This is a lie. We are very important. You know, find the Baal Shem Tov. Tell the Rebbe. How many people are this? Huh? Nine. If they all come together, the Guv Gashmi Mamish, in a shul, they can't say Baruch Hu. They can't say Kedusha. They can't say Amen. And the middle walks in, a Talmid from Mechina. What's your name?
Shmuley
Telsner. Shmuley Telsner, the end of Rabbi Groner. Fine, the nephew of Chaim Tzvi.
Yeah.
This is the real mileage. Anyway, so you walk in, oh, the Baal Shem Tov could say Kedusha, the Rebbe could say the Baruch Hu, this is no joke. What does this show?
what every single Jew is. Unatomim. This is a pagad, it's a bomb, an atom bomb. Whatever ingala is, whatever tomimul is. What did the Rambam say? One machshavala, one dibur, one maisa, one single id is machriya the whole world, the kachuz of brichushik for the whole world. You know how many times the Rebbe said it over and over and over again, this Rambam, I was a small kid. I didn't understand if I bring it, I couldn't tell you this Rambam balpeh. So many times the Rebbe had this Rambam. And we should know how much an important one little action of Ayid. Ayid is a neshama, Ayid is a godliness, this is a bomb, Ayid. One action of one Eid. Remember that. Nobody could do it for you. Only you yourself. Remember that. If I bring day and night, we could drink 10 bottles of mashke. We could dance on 10 tables and break 20 tables. In the middle of Abraham. It's not good enough. It's not, this is only, this is the Maisa. Who's the one that has to make the decision? You. And only you. There's a song we used to sing in camp. Years ago. It's a deep song. It's a maimer, and a big deep maimer, some of love. Take him to the maimer. Who's put it there? The hour is late. Week. How do you know that? What's your name?
Later.
From London?
Yeah.
Somebody in camp in London? I'll bring you from the family.
Yeah.
See, yeah, very good.
You said that song when you got to
the cinema. How is
that? You put ten on someone, you sang that.
How do you know that?
You call us laughing.
Hey, that's
that.
Very good. Very good. Good. He's here. Do you remember this? Let's hear the song. If you know this song, let's hear the song.
We cannot wait. We have to elevate.
The hour is late, we cannot wait from minds and heart to elevate. Although without feeling, we still must go. No, I don't no one tav is owned by the Melech Salom. No greatness achieved but God pleasure perceived. The oisoi savoidu is only through fear, not by yearning to be very near. The hour is late, we cannot wait, from minds and hearts to elevate. Although without feeling, no one's love is on my demeanor, I love no greatness. One of the halachas of a fabrengen, we spoke first one halacha. Fabrengen, you sit like in a different way. Not halacha, you don't take a bottle in the middle of fabrengen, a bottle of drink and make like that. If you do a time now with mefarshim and bihurim and explain everything, things short, halacha, kitza shulchanar. And another thing is, I wanted to say something for their drink. Mix me up a bit. What did I want to say? First of all, you don't say it, you heard it already, I know already. This is all, it's not only about Fablangin, but especially about Fablangin.
Everyone says, if somebody says to you about bringing something, and you say that I heard already about it, this is a proof that the first time you didn't hear it also. Everyone says, Kvar Shamaiti! So, this shows that the first time, you don't, when God has not become old, and God is fresh, you don't have shown the same condition of Kedusha, again, Kvar Shamaiti Kedusha at all, yesterday, before yesterday, so what? Let me say such a thing. Everybody will laugh. The whole show will laugh. Oh, Kedusha, I've heard about it already. Yeah, a guy would say like that. So you would think he's crazy. He's a doctor, right? Or in the morning when they bring you coffee again. Hey, yes, yeah, coffee. I know what it means already. What do you mean? I saw this already once. Let me say such a thing. Every day it has this Indian. Every Indian of Kedusha, of Teda, has to be fresh and has to pump in your wind. Mashiach did not come yet. So there's a certain thing, a certain thing. And the father said before that the whole year of Fabrengen is not to get to say Kedushim, right? Fabrengen is to put their head deeper and deeper and deeper. And you heard in the morning, they told you that the night will be a Fabrengen. I think that I was Fabrengen, right? You know, it's a Mashpia. And then we have Fabrengen. You know, it's such a... It went through a electric slick. Fabrengen. The word Fabrengen lifted up everybody. And since we knew the whole purpose of Fabrengen, like I said before, everything has to have a center. What is the center of Fabrengen? Why are we got to get a Fabrengen? Why? What's the center? What's the middle thing? What is achieved? You know what? We should become better. Which we should change, a bit better. That's why we're singing together. This is the purpose. Then you don't have to wait till the end of the Fabrengen, and you see how the speaker loud how the Fabrengen was. If it pays to become the Seder, if it becomes a bad pace, it changed. This is not a chosid. You know right away when you hear it's going to be a Fabrengen, wow, you have to become better. It reminds you right away that after that Fabrengen, and you start right away to become better. And during the Fabrengen, it's only more salt and pepper to strengthen your decision to become better and better and better. So what is one of the halachos of Eisvados? The Fabrengen is made up from a couple of things. Fabrengen, like I said before, is like a Baldi case, it's a serious atmosphere. You think serious. I remember yeshiva, you know, there were boys. You remember yeshiva, you have the better boys, the middle boys, less than middle boys. But when it came to Fabrengen, everybody behaved. There's no such a thing in little Fabrengen, say to somebody behave. There's no such a thing in it. Fabrengen, the whole concept of Fabrengen is a serious matter. It's the biggest shaggers, like we call it, yeah. Kind of Fabrengen, go to see who's the big chassid, who's the big... Everyone's equal. Yeah, here's the point I wanted to say. Fabrengen, this is Eiris, is a combination of a couple of things. There's the speaking, Mashpia or whoever else speaks. Then, there's Ligunin.
It serves and feeds, this is Eiris.
And then there's Chayim. And then, very, very important thing that takes part in this whole picture, machshav. Thinking. So, this is a special time of Fabrengen. This keiches, you don't have it before, you don't have it after. It's a special keich.
So Fabrengen is not only when a guy speaks. When he starts speaking, we sing, make a break from Fabrengen, God forbid. Make a break, this is a malika break. This is a cool off.
And it's very hard to get back to it.
Achsidish of Fabrengen is also when we don't speak. And then you think Fabrengenish, Fabrengenik away. You sing Fabrengenik away. Glad we have a shear, it's hard to hold your head an hour and a half. So you make a recess, a break.
10 minutes.
Fabrengen is no such a thing. It's also hard to hear pitch the whole time, so we can break singing. But singing is not a kamura, it's not something out of a vibrator. So that makes no sense. When we stop speaking, when we stop thinking one of the other, it pulls you out, Chas v'Shalom, from the whole atmosphere of vibrator. And not only pulls you out, when you speak and you make a joke, you don't mean nothing. People around you see it, so they could get cooled off also a bit and go pull yourself back inside.
And we are good mechaya for your friends and for the people around you. Whatever ever chassidisha bocher, a big nachas for your parents, for your holler, all around you, for the Rebbe. And Korev Mamesh will be Zeche all together with Klal Yisrael, the Rebbe, leading us in Shulayim to build the Beit HaMikdash HaShlishi. The name of Kulonu.
Amen.
I'm saying Omer, like I'm having a Meshach Mitzvah, I have a Meshach Skeni. Omer, remind me of the Meshach Skeni then.
Ich habe mich nicht mehr so gut gemacht. 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 Ich habe mich nicht mehr so gut gemacht.